Hello and welcome to Life with Purpose Radio. Rod Hampton here again with more inspirational stories of people sharing Christ around the world. Juliana Smoke kicks off our preview for this week.
Thanks, Rod. Today, the ministry that is building relationships and sharing the gospel by offering ongoing dental care to those in need.
I'm John Graham, and there were three crucified on Good Friday. One of those went to heaven with Jesus. The thief's story is masterfully told by author Colin Smith on The Culture Connection.
Hello, I'm Ron Lawson, and this half hour we'll hear about an exciting organization that is making a difference, preparing young Christians to be effective leaders in the church and society.
I'm Myrna Brown. Find out the one thing Tasha Cobb says is at the heart of it all.
Also today, it was a divine connection for IMB missionary Daniel Gonzalez on our Missionary Moment. So stay where you are for this week's edition of Life with Purpose Radio. The Rehoboth Baptist Association has found a way to provide dental care and the gospel for those in need of the services in their community. Let's get the story from Life with Purpose Radio's Juliana Smoke.
A group of Christians from the Rehoboth Baptist Association in Warner Robins, Georgia, saw a need to offer ongoing dental care, and by doing so, shared Jesus with those in need. Terry Horn is a clinic director for the Rehoboth Life Care Ministry, and she joins us today on Life with Purpose Radio. Hello, Terry.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How did the Lord lead you all to begin the Rehoboth Life Care Ministry?
Well, there were a group of people in our association that saw the need in the community, and God placed it on their heart to fill this need.
Mm-hmm. And that need is ongoing preventative care.
Absolutely. We really like to consider ourselves a dental home for our patients. It's a place that they can always come and see some of the same doctors, same hygienists, and have a continuum of care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You see the same patients on a routine basis. Do you see this as giving you the ability to build relationships and trust in order to share the gospel?
Oh, most definitely. Most people are afraid when they come into the dentist's office. So when you see them over and over, they begin to trust you more. They begin to talk more. And then we're able to help them with a lot of the other resources that they may need in their life.
Mm-hmm. How do you introduce the gospel when you're offering dental care?
We have licensed counselors that come in, and they sit with each and every patient. They pray with them. They share the gospel with them.
And do you find people are more open to hear the gospel when you meet this need that they have?
Absolutely. People really shut down to hearing the gospel when they have pain in their life and needs in their life. But as soon as you take care of that need, they are much more receptive. They learn to trust you more also.
Oh, sure, sure. And all of your dental professionals are volunteers.
Every one of our dentists, with the exception of one, all have a private practice and work full-time in their private practice. All of the assistants work, and they do volunteer their time graciously.
Mm-hmm. And the services you all provide, these people would not be able to get it at all, right?
That is correct. When they come here, each patient goes through a financial screening, and we are able to reduce the fees anywhere from 50 to 95%, enabling them to be able to pay according to their own income level.
Mm-hmm. So if you weren't there, where would they be getting dental care?
Most of these people would either be using the emergency room just to get pain medication and antibiotics, or they will be doing nothing, sitting at home in pain or going around with no teeth.
Wow. Wow.
There's so many things that manifest itself in the mouth and systemic things that cause problems in the mouth. So when you're looking at the mouth, you can a lot of times see diabetes, beginning of heart issues, but then also even things like stress. Once you get to know a person and you know their habits and what their oral condition is, you can pretty much look in their mouth and tell what's going on in their life, how stressed out they are. Have they picked up any other bad habits? Are they doing things they shouldn't be doing because they are stressed out, or they have some other type of illness going on?
And I'm sure over the years you have seen lives changed.
Oh, yes. It has been just wonderful hearing the responses from the patients. I just had one person call me stating how happy she is that she has teeth. She could not afford to have any dental work done. She had teeth that were hurting, and she was missing some teeth. When she came to us, we were able to help her get dentures and extract the teeth that were hurting her. And she's just ecstatic. I can't even begin to express how happy this woman was that now she can go in public and smile and not be ashamed.
Wow. And Terry, you have a dental background. What does it mean to you to see the Lord use your training as a platform to share Jesus?
that has been amazing to be able to reach people for him. I never thought that I would ever have the opportunity to reach out to people through dental, that God always opens the doors, and we don't always know what he has planned for us, but it always works out for his glory.
You're absolutely right. Terry, how can we get more information on the Rehoboth Life Care Ministry?
They can look on the internet. It's careforlifeclinic.com.
We've been speaking with Terry Horn, Clinic Director for Rehoboth Life Care Ministry. Terry, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing how the Lord is using dental care as a platform to share the love of Jesus.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you having us.
For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Juliana Smoke.
Life with Purpose Radio. Here's what people are saying about Surge 150 Music Camp.
Music Camp, or Surge 150, is one of the most amazing camps because you meet so many people and the music is just phenomenal.
It's definitely given me a stronger relationship with God. For my age, I feel more mature as a Christian.
Music Camp is the highlight of my year.
Surge 150 Music Camp, June 16th through the 20th at Georgia Baptist Conference Center in Toccoa. Go to surge150.com for more information. Surge150.com. Thanks for listening to Life with Purpose Radio each week. Today, John Graham talks with author Colin Smith and gets his view on one of the thieves during the crucifixion of Christ on today's Culture Connection.
We all just enjoyed a wonderful Resurrection Day last week, but perhaps one person that is often overlooked in the Passion account is the thief on the cross. Pastor Colin Smith has just written Heaven, How I Got Here, and he brings to light the important message of this individual. Colin, welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's good to be with you, John.
It's so good to have you, and we should dispel any confusion. You are originally from Scotland, I understand.
Edinburgh, Scotland, yeah. Pastored in London for 16 years and have been here in the north side of Chicago for the last 18.
And you sound quite a bit different than we do down here in Georgia. Well, let me ask you, there's so much material out there on the crucifixion. Why did you feel compelled to write this book?
Well, the story of the thief on the cross, I've long felt, is the single clearest story and most useful story for helping a person get to the heart of what it means to have faith in Christ. A lot of folks have the default idea that if we get to heaven, it's by living a good enough life. And clearly this person hadn't done that. The thief on the cross had not lived a good life, and he was not in a position to turn over a leaf and start living a good life. And so the fact that Jesus promises heaven to him really kind of wakens us up to rethink and to look freshly at how a person gains entrance into heaven.
Now, you wrote this as a fictionized account because there's just a couple of verses there about this guy, and so you've expanded it into an entire book. Tell me kind of where that story, I guess you'd say inspired imagination, goes.
Well, the aha moment for me in writing the book was to realize that the thief on the cross died after Jesus. And we know this for sure because when they came to break the legs of the criminals, the scripture tells us that our Lord had already died. And so what that means is that the thief on the cross heard all of the words that Jesus spoke from the cross, not only these wonderful words about today you will be with me in paradise, but also he experienced the darkness and Jesus saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? And he heard the triumph of Jesus. It is finished. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. So it seemed to me that it was possible to tell the whole story of the cross and of what Jesus accomplished on the cross through the eyes of the thief. On the front end, we don't know exactly how he became a criminal, but we can be pretty confident that he was Jewish, that he would have been raised with the Old Testament scriptures. So I added a fictional front end, but really wanted to draw on the substance of what we have in the scripture to tell the story of what he witnessed firsthand there.
How does this apply in our culture right now?
The story wonderfully reminds us that however antagonistic a person has been towards God, It is possible to change, and there is grace for every person who will come in faith and in repentance to Jesus Christ. When the thief's on the cross, what does religion have to offer him? What's the point in saying, well, you know, you really need to start praying and reading the Bible and so forth and so on? These would be great things to do, but he's not in a position to do them. and they're not the things that get a person into heaven. We don't get into heaven by our performance in the Christian life. Mm. We get into heaven by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And how would you say that this story helps believers today share their faith with others?
Well, my own experience, John, has been that simply telling that story has been a very helpful way of opening good conversations, and that's indeed why I wrote the book. One delightful story is a dear friend of mine was concerned for his father, who had a very severe cancer and was not a Christian, and I preached on the thief on the cross. My friend went and told him the story of the thief on the cross. The following week, I went and visited the father. And the father told me the story, you know, as if I didn't know it. And I thought, mm-hmm. He's telling me something significant. And I said to him, are you telling me that you've come to believe like the thief on the cross did? And he said, yeah, I have. And I said, well, when did you do that? He said, last week when my son told me the story. So I had the joy of telling his son, you led your father to the Lord. You didn't realize it, but you did.
And how can folks get a hold of the book?
Unlockingthebible.org, and the book itself is available on Amazon and should be in any good Christian bookshop.
All right. Thank you so much for your time today, Colin, and we do appreciate this work that God's obviously inspired you to help others come to faith in Christ.
Thank you, John. God bless you.
Again, Colin Smith, Heaven, How Did I Get Here? And it's available at unlockingthebible.org. Until next time, this is John Graham bringing you The Culture Connection.
On Life with Purpose Radio, we bring you stories of people living their lives with purpose and of caring Christians around the world. And we hope that as you hear the stories, that you're encouraged to live your life with purpose. By the way, we'd like for you to become a part of our community. There's a few ways you can do that. One is you can make us your friend on Facebook, facebook.com/LWP Radio. Or if you're on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at LWP Radio. And, of course, there's always email, stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. Again, that's stories@lifewithpurposeradio.com. And we look forward to reading your comments, questions, and story suggestions. And, by the way, if you have not picked up your copy of our free book, yes, it's free. Just go to lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. It's the hardback devotional called Words of Life from Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director of the Georgia Baptist Convention. One more time, lifewithpurposeradio.com/freebook. Well, now on with our stories. More await. So, Myrna, tell us more.
Thanks, Rod. She's got a Dove, Stellar, even a Grammy Award. Find out the one thing Tasha Cobb says that's at the heart of it all.
All right, thanks, Myrna. Also ahead, the story of church planner Pastor Daniel Gonzalez and his divine connection in Cuba on today's Missionary Moments. But first, it's over to Ron Lawson in the Life with Purpose Radio studio for the story of the Christian worldview.
Thanks, Rod. We've talked about it before. The church must find ways of connecting with the next generation to have the leaders we need for tomorrow. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director for the Georgia Baptist Convention, talks with a leader who is part of an organization with the primary goal of preparing young Christians to be the leaders for the future.
I'm so pleased to be on the phone today with Eric Turner, who is a great leader involved in a unique ministry here in Georgia called Impact 360. Eric, it's good to have you with us today on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to be here.
Eric, I'm aware that you've served in missions through the North American and International Mission Boards of the Southern Baptist Convention, and then about 10 years ago, God called you to assist with this new effort called Impact 360. Would you tell our audience about this ministry and some about what you're trying to accomplish?
Impact 360 is an institute of ministries that's trying to equip the next generation to be Christ-centered servant leaders. And we do that through a variety of ways, but the heartbeat of everything that we do is trying to draw the next generation closer to God, to be rooted in their faith, and to understand their unique design, and then to live that out in the marketplace, not only just in their college years, but into the marketplace and beyond.
That's awesome. I know that the Truett-Cathy family, the great folks who started Chick-fil-A Company, are very committed followers of Christ, and it was John and Trudy Cathy who set up the LifeShape Foundation, which initiated the Impact 360 effort. Give our listeners an overview of what you teach, something about the experiences that these students go through, and what you're wanting to see in the lives of these young people through Impact 360.
This is probably one of the most unique things that's occurring in higher ed right now. We actually have a relationship with Union University, actually located in Jackson, Tennessee. Our program is right here in the great state of Georgia. Our campus is located in Pine Mountain, Georgia, and the content that the students are receiving is college-level curriculum. Students receive 18 hours of college credit, and the coursework is what we refer to as a biblical worldview. It's basically apologetics-type coursework, as well as some management and some leadership training. In addition to that, we also have the students actively engaged in this community here, volunteering and serving. We take the students on a month-long mission trip, and all of these experiences work together for a holistic experience, and that's where our name comes from. The 360 isn't to turn an individual around. You'd wind back up where you began. The goal is what colleges and universities in America stood for many, many years ago, and that is to not only educate the head, but also the spiritual development and to know and understand their unique vocational calling. So we do that primarily in a gap year experience. That's a program for a high school graduate. They come here to Pine Mountain, Georgia, and they're enrolled in Union University. They receive 18 hours of college credit. They get some leadership training from Chick-fil-A, and then they get hands-on practice in discerning God's call in their life through service projects that we organize, also a month-long mission trip. So those are some of the ways in which curriculum is taught here.
Sounds like a wonderful program of study and preparation for their life to come. Maybe you can share with us a little bit about how this has actually worked, perhaps a student that you saw go through this program where it made a real difference in their life and in their work.
Absolutely. I'll tell the story of Nikki. Nikki grew up in a Christian home and looking at some possibilities of attending Mercer University here in Georgia. And when the opportunity for Impact 360 was presented to her, she was a little hesitant, but she went ahead and recognized some things that she wanted to do and get grounded in her own faith and also discern the calling that God has placed on her, the unique gifts and skills. She came to Impact 360, and through that process, it became evident to her that a vocation in medicine was probably not exactly what God had uniquely equipped her to do. She's a public speaker. She's been leading worship and also speaker at Windshape Camp for the past 2 years, and she has discovered her calling is to equip the next generation of young ladies. And so it was really neat to see she's not doing what she thought was her dream. She's doing what God has equipped her to do, and that was just a neat way of seeing this very formative time in a young person's life when many students graduate from high school. They're unsure of next steps. They're unsure of some of their gifts. And so by taking this program, by taking this 9 months, a student has an opportunity to get grounded in their faith and have a better understanding of the unique gifts in which God has equipped them with.
That's so wonderful. And Eric, I'm just thankful for what you and the Truett Cathy family are doing to make a difference in the lives of these young people that really is going to make a difference in the kingdom of God and the work in the years ahead. You know, the youth need to be a major focus of our churches. We seem to be losing the current millennial generation. But you and this wonderful organization are making a real difference, and I promise to be praying for your ongoing work. How can people get involved with Impact 360, and how can they pray for you specifically?
Well, we appreciate that very much, sir. We definitely covet your prayers. The ways in which your listeners can get involved, if you've got a high school student that would be interested in just kind of seeing if this might be something that they would be interested in, taking a gap year, we have a summer camp that's starting this summer. I mean, you can find out more information on our website about Immersion. It's a brand new program we're launching this year. Impact360institute.org is our website. And we'll be sharing that same holistic approach for high school students in a 2-week experience. The second thing your listeners may be interested to know is we are sharing some of the content we are teaching the students. We invite some of the best speakers in biblical worldview and vocation discernment right here to be on our campus. But starting in the month of April, we're going to be sharing those lectures online. And again, you can find that on our website. And if you've got a high school graduate or if you've got a student that's about to be a high school graduate, we actually accept students 18 to 20 years of age. Take a look at our gap year. Take a look at the experiences that a gap year can provide your student in equipping them to be a Christ-centered servant leader.
Okay, and for our listeners, would you just give us that website one more time?
Yes, sir, impact360institute.org.
Well, Eric, I want to thank you so much for sharing with us today about Impact 360. I want you to know that we'll be praying for you and your wife and for the incredible work that you all are doing with these young people, making a difference in their walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and their impact for years and years to come. Thank you so much, Eric, for being with us on Life with Purpose Radio.
Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure.
For more information on Impact 360, go to our website, lifewithpurposeradio.com. For Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Ron Lawson.
Worship leader, singer-songwriter Tasha Cobbs says worship is at the heart of it all for her. And she tells her story to Myrna Brown, now on Life with Purpose Radio.
Since she was a teenager, worship has been at the heart of everything she does. Tasha Cobbs is a Dove, Stellar, and Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter. And even with all those honors, worship continues to be at the heart of it all. Joining us now on Life with Purpose Radio is Tasha Cobbs. Hi, Tasha.
Hello.
Congratulations on all those awards.
Thank you.
Talk about this latest project, Grace.
The assignment that God gave me was to release songs that everybody could be comfortable in a place of worship, not just the musical people, but the person sitting in the back row, the person working or ushering at the door. It's very simple songs, but the lyrics are very profound.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Come on, Timmy, say it.
Well, break every chain, of course. That song has a life of its own. I say that everywhere I go. Before I ever recorded the song, I heard it, and I listened to it on repeat all night long. And there were some things, some chains that were broken off of my life, chains of rejection and depression that I was dealing with. And that night, you know, that song just began to minister to me. And I knew that once I released the song, it would be such a blessing to so many people around the world. And even in me knowing that, it's still overwhelming to see, wow, this song just really, you know, outside of the four walls of the church, you know, in urban ministry and Christian ministry and different avenues and venues, and just people of all cultures and creeds have been blessed by the ministry of Break Every Chain.
For your glory, I will do anything just to see you, to behold you as my King.
And then For Your Glory is even more personal. When I heard it, the worship leader started saying, I want to be where you are. I got to be where you are. And at that time, you know, God had given me instruction that it was time to move forward. You know, from doing ministry with my dad all of my life, it was very uncomfortable for me. So when I heard the worship leader say those words, I could sense the Spirit of the Lord saying to me, if it makes you uncomfortable, do you still want to be where I am? And in that moment, I told God, you know, whatever, no matter how foggy it is, no matter if I don't understand the instruction that you've given me, if it comes between me being comfortable and me being where you are, I will always choose to be where you are.
I want to talk about what I said in the introduction about worship being at the heart of everything that you do, and it's called the I Lead.
Escape,
So talk about, what is that?
So I have people sending me emails and sending me Facebook messages. Would you be my mentor? Could you teach me this? Could you walk me through this? And I take mentorship very seriously, so I found it very difficult to be able to work face-to-face, one-on-one with each of these persons. So I started to pray about it, and God, he gave me, it was very simple at the time. He said, call it the Island Escape. It's going to be somewhat of a school for worship leaders. And he said, but I want you to start it off with a monthly conference call. And the first call, we had 410 worship leaders calling from around the world. It completely blew my mind. I was like, really?
Around the world? Around the world?
From around the world, around the globe. But now, it's grown to over 2,000 worship leaders. Every month, we meet on a conference call. And I've had to start a conference call in the UK because we had worship leaders from London and Africa and Paris who were calling in, staying up all night just to be on the conference call.
Wow.
So we actually have two of them every first Monday of the month. It just was amazing, you know, that people were so hungry to receive an education about what it is that they do every Sunday. You know, sometimes we get up and we just mimic what we've seen, but we don't have an understanding or knowledge behind why we do what we do. And that's the purpose of the Ali Escape.
Another project is the Worship 101, Back to Basics.
There are so many people who every week are leading worship saying, lift your hands in the presence of God, or clap your hands right now, giving instruction, that they don't even have a revelation as to why they're asking the people to do that. That's the basics. Or just basically having a lifestyle of worship that's beyond the corporate people. When you're not standing before thousands of people, what is your life like? Are you nice to people when you walk through the mall? Are you nice to your family that lives in the house with you? That's the basic. Are you leading worship to your children? Are you leading worship to your boss? And that doesn't consist of a song. It consists of your lifestyle.
That's so key. Worship is a lifestyle. You said it, Tasha.
So it's not just for worship leaders. It's for the worshiper. Somebody, you know, who desires to know more about worshiping our God.
Your book is Worship 101, Back to the Basics. And the project is Grace. Tasha Cobbs, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And for Life with Purpose Radio, I'm Myrna Brown.
Today's Missionary Moment takes us to Cuba here on Life with Purpose Radio.
As a young seminary student, Daniel Gonzalez felt God's call to evangelize the Island of Youth, a small island off the coast of Cuba. At the time of Daniel's first visit, there was no reported churches on the island, an entirely unreached mission field just a short boat ride away.
There was a weekend when I shouldn't have traveled to Isle of Youth because I was sick. I went to the island anyway. It was a horrible, horrible journey.
After a miserable night's journey, Daniel arrived on the island. Still too sick to walk, Daniel prayed for healing.
I said, Lord, heal me. I need to feel good. I've come all the way here. I think it was the only time in my life that the Lord has healed me instantly. I suddenly felt strong. I felt good. I started walking and I ended up in a neighborhood I had never been to before.
God showed his faithfulness to Daniel by answering his prayer for healing. But even more amazing is the divine connection that he established with this random stranger.
In the end, this young man was Karel, and he later became the senior pastor at First Baptist Church of Nueva Gerona.
Today, through this miraculous connection, more than 10 official churches and a network of over 200 house churches have been planted on the Island of Youth. It is now one of the most highly evangelized areas in all of Cuba.
On Life with Purpose Radio, we believe that the truth of Christ is to be shared with everyone. And we hope today's stories have inspired you to live life with purpose. As you heard about Life Center Ministry, author Colin Smith, Impact 360, Tasha Cobbs, and IMB missionary Daniel Gonzalez in Cuba. Well, we'll see you next time for more stories of people living their lives with purpose. And be sure to visit us online at lifewithpurposeradio.com for more information on today's stories. Life with Purpose Radio is a production of the Georgia Baptist Convention. Dr. J. Robert White, Executive Director, and in association with Southern Baptist State Conventions and agencies, including the International Mission Board and the North American Mission Board, and is made possible by gifts through the Cooperative Program. I'm Rod Hampton, and from everyone here, thank you for listening to Life with Purpose Radio.